Conrad, it's another backs to the wall, isn't it, for Derry this weekend?
Very much so. They've got into the habit of losing games late on and games being tight towards the end, and you know, and leaking those scores haven't helped. And it looks now like they're going to need two wins to try and keep Division Two status.
Yeah, and of course Cork coming to Celtic Park, certainly in a precarious enough position themselves.
Yeah, Cork they've been expecting to push into Division One, and you know, they've had a slow start, and again, a bit like Derry, a lot of transition going on and not really stepping up. And it's a game that Cork probably at the start of the year weren't really looking forward to either, because they haven't travelled really well in the past number of years. But it's a real must-win game, you know, particularly for Derry.
Yeah. I suppose boosted this week, some very good news, the fact that Mark Lynch, Danny Heverin and I think Kieran McFaul are back in the frame.
Yeah, that's great news for Derry. They're probably going to need those players. I'd expect to see most of them from the bench at some point on Sunday. I can't imagine anybody starting, you know, given the little amount of game time they've had. As well as that, then, you know, the Slocknail players who are back in the frame, although I wouldn't expect them to be playing this week either. I think they'll get another week. But a huge boost, because all really Derry have lacked in the end of them games is leadership. You know, with 10 minutes to go, Derry have been in really good positions, and whether it's the know-how or maybe lack of leadership and maybe a wee bit of luck, all those things together, players like Mark Lynch, you know, will pull Derry over the line, particularly if the game's in the balance.
Yeah, because they have done reasonably well in terms of scoring, and you know, they've put up big scores in games.
They have. Like last week they scored 215, and if you look through the divisions, 215 would have won every single game in Division 4 to Division 1. The problem is they leaked 5 goals. Now, some of them come later on. But they have to really sort that out this week. You'll not win anything leaking 2 goals, let alone 5. So if they can shore up the defence, they have looked pretty good going forward. But again, it has to be married with a very, very sound defence. And that hasn't been there to date in the league. And if Derry are going to do anything, they're going to have to get that fixed this week.
Well, I suppose 3 men that could fix it. You mentioned the Slocknail players, Brendan Rodgers, Chrissy McCaig and Karen McCaig. They certainly could fill a few gaps.
Yeah, look, I think the two McCaigs and Brendan Rodgers coming in would just be the shot in the arm that Derry needed. I wouldn't be surprised to see Chrissy McCaig playing this weekend. You know, he's that type of player. He'll want to play in every game. There's very little talk whether they'll play or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think after the run they've had, they could probably do it a week or two off, but you know, knowing them and the schedule they've had, you know, if they've had a couple of nights off, they might be rearing to go on Sunday, and if any of those players were available, there'll be a massive boost for Derry.
Yeah, and as we said, it is a must-win game against Cork, and a must-win game again next week against Fermanagh, who are also in trouble.
Yeah, look, the division is so tight. You know, 4 points separates teams going up and teams going down, so that's the difficult part. But now, especially as you head towards looking at Championship, if Derry were to get 2 wins in a row here and keep Division 2 status, suddenly the confidence would start to build. But equally, if things don't go their way, it looks very precarious going into the summer.
What's the mood in Derry among followers, supporters and observers?
Yeah, I think the mood's very, very sombre at the moment. There's a lot of sympathy, I think, for the management. You know, they've a lot of players that haven't been available to them. You know, they're missing 8-9 players week in and week out. And outside of Dublin and maybe Mayo, you know, and maybe the top 3 teams, nobody else can absorb that level of injuries and level of player dropout. So, you know, Derry's at a situation where everybody playing has given their all. You know, it's just been difficult because it's young and there's players, and a lot of players getting a chance for the first time, and they're trying to learn their trade, you know, in a very, very competitive division too. So, I think the majority of people are realistic enough, but I suppose there'll be very little sympathy if Derry do go to Division 3. It'll just be very, very difficult for them to pick it up from there.
But still in there battling and still in with some hope.
Still in with some hope, a lot of hope. The Cork game is winnable, especially if the Derry get the 3, you know, the Mark Lynch's and the Kieran McFaul's and the Danny Heaverin's back in to the mix. Any of the McCaigs and Brendan Rodgers especially, you know, is going to be there. Suddenly the Derry team looks totally different than it had a week ago or a fortnight ago. So all is not lost. They still have a really good opportunity to push forward, but it's probably now or never. If they don't win against Cork, it's going to be very, very difficult, and looks like Division 3 would back in. But, you know, Derry have been the sort of team over the last number of years that the games are not expected to win, and the games they perform really well. It's the games where people are expecting them to win that they have struggled in. So, you know, it wouldn't shock me or surprise me at all for Derry to beat Cork.